the kind of a bird that you see in the dark.
We just got through real quick with those ones that you did said after iodine. Let's see, the one where you said it's used to be given sometimes as a tonic for malaria.
Quinine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If a man was shot and didn't recover, you say that he
died.
Okay, and then a nice way of saying that the
passed
one
passed away.
Okay, passed away. And then a funny way of saying it would be, you know,
kick the bucket.
Okay. Means that I didn't know what he died. And then place where people are buried.
The cemetery.
And the box that people are buried in.
Casket.
Okay. He was an important man. Everybody turned out for his
funeral.
Right. If the people are dressed in black, you say they are in
mourning.
If somebody meets you on the street and says, well, how are you today? If you are feeling just about average, you'd say, oh, I'm
okay.
Yeah. If someone's troubled, you might say, oh, it will come out all right.
In the end.
Yeah, or you'd say, the children are out late and your wife's getting a bit excited.
Worry.
You'd say, they'll be home all right, just don't
worry.
Yeah.
What?
The disease of the joints is called.
Rheumatism?
Yeah. Disease of the throat that children used to have.
Diphtheria.
Yeah. Disease that makes you turn yellow.
Yellow jumping?
When you have your appendix taken out, you say that you have had an attack of
appendicitis.
Yeah. If he should eat something that didn't agree with you, and if it wouldn't stay down, you'd say he had to
herp it up.
Okay. If somebody's pretty bad this way, you might say he was leaning over the fence or something and
vomiting.
Okay. Which is the cruder term, throw up or vomit, would you say? You know, which is more polite and which one would be the worst? Vomit or throw up? Which of those
throw up, I think.
Would be which? The nicest one?
Yeah, I would think so. Herp up.
Yeah.
I guess maybe herp would sound a little better.
Yeah. Okay. If a person vomited, you'd say he was sick.
And his stomach?
Okay. You'd say, she had hardly got the news when she came right over
and told me.
Okay. If you invite somebody to come and see you this evening and you want to tell them you'll be disappointed if he doesn't come, you say, now if you don't come, I
won't be disappointed.
Uh-huh. All right. If you both are going to be glad to see me, you say, be glad to see you anytime.
We'll be glad to see you.
Okay. if you say, if a boy is beginning to pay serious attention to a girl, he is what? What does he do to
date her?
He dates her. Do you know any other old terms for, dating, you say he is?
Courting?